kid from Indiana who became his own self-made billionaire. But as we've gone on to know him in the series, more of his true colors have shown, right? His ruthlessness, his ability to do what is necessary. And they're talking about nuclear war. They get into nuclear war. And he says, you know, if I were certain that the enemy would attack first, I would not hesitate to be the one that started the nuclear war.
You are listening to The Isaac Velez Show, the best podcast for mavericks, rare breeds of thinkers and doers characterized by a relentless pursuit of excellence and an unquenchable thirst for innovation. I'm your host, Isaac, a performance coach, and our show is a masterclass of achieving holistic success, deeply rooted in stoicism and essentialism. If that sounds interesting, stay tuned for today's episode, and welcome to The Isaac Velez Show.
If someone can prove me wrong and show me my mistake in any thought or action, I shall gladly change. I seek the truth, which never harmed anyone. The harm is to persist in one's own self-deception and ignorance. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode on The Isaac Velez Show. I am your host, Isaac. Thank you all for tuning in. Today, we're going to be talking about exploiting bad decisions to make great ones. I'm a believer that when you have a course of action, when you're prepared for something, that you follow through with it. If you set out to do something, do what you said you would do, and be ready to be held accountable if your choice was the wrong one. But the worst case would be doubt and hesitation, because in that doubt and hesitation, inaction becomes the greatest possibility. Doing nothing becomes the theme. And to me, that's the greatest threat of them all. And so even if you might be wrong, even if you're not completely sure, if you've done the research, if you prepared yourself, or if you just have to act in that specific moment, move with confidence and then figure out how you're going to fix it after, if that should come to pass. Now, this isn't making decisions out of ignorance, but rather not second-guessing yourself after you've made the decision. What I just started off this episode was a quote from one of my favorite people of all time, Marcus Aurelius. And Marcus Aurelius talks about this concept of, if I am wrong, if you have truth to tell me, I will gladly hear it, because only a fool is going to just swallow in his own self-deception and not listen to the truth. For anyone that is willing to give me truth, I shall be glad and grateful to receive it. Think about that. Sometimes I do it myself, we get caught up in our own egos and agendas that we don't want to listen to the fact that we might be wrong, or there's something else that we could be focusing on right now, or there's something that we're missing from the greater picture, which, in all fairness, we always are. But here we're talking about Marcus Aurelius, right? One of the greatest Roman emperors of all time, a leader of one of the greatest empires of all time in anything. And so let's talk about this point too, real quick, before we really get into today's topic. Again, from Marcus Aurelius. When you are annoyed at someone's mistake, immediately look at yourself and reflect how you also fail. For example, in thinking that good equals money or pleasure or a bit of fame. By being mindful of this, you'll quickly forget your anger, especially if you realize that this person was under stress and could do little else. And if you can, find a way to alleviate their stress. He has a very famous quote, which is, be tolerant of others, but strict with yourself. Might be backwards, it might be strict with yourself and tolerant with others. But the general idea of the quote is to focus on the fact that you have to hold yourself to a higher standard than everyone else. Not for some self-righteous belief, but the matter is that you have control over yourself. So the bar of yourself has to be higher. Because if it isn't, there's no one else that's going to hold you to that. And when you're tolerant of others, one, it prevents you from focusing so much on them as it is on yourself, which is the key component here, because you can only control yourself. But the second thing is that you don't get as disappointed when people don't meet unrealistic expectations of what you expect them to be. And it stops weighing so heavily on you when they don't become the person that you're trying to make them be. And so back to this of exploiting bad decisions. Exploiting bad decisions is taking advantage of the fact that you can learn, taking advantage of the fact that you can see the outcome of a poor choice. I've talked about this concept before, but I have this framework in my head and I call it the Council of 12. And it might have other names, but this is what I've come to use for myself. And it's basically composed of 12 people, right? The Council of 12. Five of them are alive. Two of them are dead, but were historical figures. And five of them are fictional. We can get into all of them at a later date. I want to save some of it for later. But one of the fictional characters comes from a more recent than not TV show known as Billions. And his name is Mike Prince. Now, if you've seen Billions, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you haven't, Mike Prince was one of the main characters from season 5 unto season 7, which is currently happening right now. And he has this persona of ethical, you know, moral ambiguity and just this right stance on being the right and humble and modest kid from Indiana who became his own self-made billionaire. But as we've gone on to know him in the series, more of his true colors have shown, right? His ruthlessness, his ability to do what is necessary. And, you know, spoiler alert for anyone that hasn't seen Billions, but there's a component in the new season where he's talking politics. He's running for president and he's talking politics against a major contender in the race of he's an independent. And they're talking about nuclear war. They get into nuclear war. And he says, you know, if I were certain that the enemy would attack first, I would not hesitate to be the one that started the nuclear war. When the other person was clearly saying they would never, under any circumstance, do that. There's a danger to feeling like every decision is the moral correct one because of where it can lead people and where it has led people, especially if we look at global history in the early 1900s, mid-1900s with the world wars, right? This manifest destiny that America used to have that, you know, it was our God-given destiny to carry out a certain function. Has a lot of upside, but it also has a lot of slippery slope fallacies of where it might take you. And so my point why I bring up my own Council of 12, as well as this character, is that we're all going to make mistakes. Every day we might be making mistakes. And the goal isn't so much to not make mistakes or to be perfect or to reduce imperfections, as if you might frame it that way. But it's to eliminate two major things. It's to eliminate careless mistakes. Mistakes is one thing, but mistakes out of your own carelessness is a fault, not just a natural process of life. If you're showing up late, if you're not taking care of yourself, you know, those are mistakes that are out of your own carelessness, not because of some circumstance or because of some lesson that you didn't know or something you didn't understand. So careless mistakes, yes, we get rid of those. And you can get rid of those and still be imperfect. And the second thing is reducing the suffering that comes from the mistakes that you make. In order for you to grow, there's discomfort. Because if it was comfortable, you're not growing. Comfort comes from being where you're safe, where there's no risk, where you're, again, in this enclosure of protection. Discomfort causes you to move out of that into a new area, hence growth. Discomfort is necessary for growth. That's the equation. Growth equals discomfort. But we as individuals add suffering based on how much that discomfort disrupts our life and how much we let it affect us. And so for many people, growth isn't growth equals discomfort. Growth is discomfort times suffering. Now, suffering can be rated at a 1, otherwise just your level of discomfort equals your growth. Suffering can also be 5, and that means that your discomfort is 5 times what it needs to be because it's causing you undue pain, disproportionate amounts of pain. So exploiting bad mistakes is also about making sure that you're reducing the personal out of it, and you're figuring out quickly why it went wrong and what you're going to do to make sure that doesn't happen again. And when it comes to other people, like we talked about with the Marcus Aurelius quotes, stop worrying about others. I do this too. You see some social situation or political situation or economic situation that's not going the way you want it to go. It's not. But instead of worrying so much about that, ask yourself, what are you doing to make your life better? What are you doing to change the world that you say you don't like? And also ask yourself, what's the cost of missed opportunity? What do I lose by sitting here thinking about the world that I can't really affect until I change myself and not going out there and trying to do the change that you say you want? It's this element of continuously going out and doing what you think is right. To make great decisions, you have to first stop making bad, careless decisions. And to make great decisions, you have to exploit the lessons that you've learned from the bad decisions. You can make good decisions without learning from your bad mistakes, but you cannot make great decisions without learning and exploiting bad mistakes. That's the reality of it. That's the key. Thank you all for your time. I hope this episode provided value to you. As always, Veni, Vidi, Vici, I came, I saw, I conquered.
That concludes today's episode on The Isaac Velez Show. If you enjoyed this episode and it provided you with value, we appreciate it if you would leave a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and share this episode with one person. We are grateful for all the support that you provide. And if you are serious about improving your life, check out our coaching at www.isaacantoniovelez.com. Until next time, that's it for today's episode.